Michelle Malkin speaks to big crowd in Maine after three venues cancel. By Tom Cicada on January 20, 2020. Conservative commentator Michelle Malkin spoke to a big crowd on Friday night after three different venues canceled on the event's student organizers at the last second. According to a local news report, conservative commentator Michelle Malkin spoke to a sold-out crowd during an event hosted by the University of Maine College Republicans on Friday night. Breitbart News reported last week that Malkin's event had been canceled by multiple venues. The University of Maine came under fire last week after it contributed to a local hotel's decision to shut down the event that had been organized by university students. The university told the hotel that the event was unauthorized due to the fact that the College Republican student group was not officially recognized by university officials. The left intended to shut down the state of Maine. One student, who helped to arrange the Malkin event, told the local press, "I think we all proved that they can't do that. We will not be silenced." The event was ultimately held on Friday night in the basement of the local Sabattis Town Hall. Approximately 200 people showed up to listen to Malkin's lecture. "It's flabbergasting," Malkin said during the event, "that it took four different venues to find a place for peace-loving patriots to gather." Audiences members sat politely and listened to Malkin's lecture, during which she spoke primarily about immigration. One audience member said that the event was an experience for him to learn from someone that he doesn't agree with. "My father taught me young that you need to listen to people that you don't agree with," one local said, "because you're never going to learn anything if you only listen to people you agree with. People can't seem to agree to disagree, which is why we're in the basement of a town hall instead of in a public place where they wanted us to be." Lewistown, Maine, Mayor Mark Kaye wasn't a fan of Malkin's visit to the area. Although he defended her right to free speech, he applauded two of the venues for refusing to host Malkin's event. "I absolutely agree Malkin has a right to free speech," Kaye told the local press. "That right doesn't dictate who has to listen to it. Both the Franco and Martin Dale are great partners in making LA a better place. I'm proud of our community." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.